That might be the way to do it. I mean, they just did Iron Claw. Yeah, right. There's more than one unbelievably fucked up family in wrestling. Welcome to Monday Night Fake Fights, where I, Garrick Taylor, she, they, am doing a rewatch of the Monday Night Wars and making it everybody's problem. Every single one. I will find you. I'll make it your problem.
Just personally.
Yes, and on that note there, this week's esteemed victim is...
I'm hamper back, and I'm better than ever.
It's the ultimate hamster. Holy shit, that's fantastic. And now I'm just imagining the little possum in the wizard hat shaking the ropes like warrior.
Yeah, yeah. I get up on the turnbuckle, the corner, and I just hiss and people cheer. There's a pop.
Right, right. And the your taunt is that you scream at your own ass.
I do.
It's like, oh shit, they're about to unleash their finisher. You can tell because they're screaming at their own ass.
Yeah, another move is that like I will like I'll get hit with a slam and then I'll fake dead and they'll also climb up to like jump on me and then I roll out of the way.
Wah. All right, quick story time.
Yeah.
So you joke. That is an actual bit that I saw in person with my own eyes this summer.
Holy shit. Oh my God. Oh, of course. Good. Good.
Friend of the pod, first and third guest, Topanga Rainbows. The Rainbows. In my opinion, like she just gets a the. Topanga orchestrated a first wrestling show in her backyard, basically in like the like common area of the apartment building pretty much, and it's the first live wrestling I've seen since I was a wee child.
Gosh,
right?
That's
and like
amazing.
Oh no, it was fantastic, and I wasn't entirely sure what to expect. It was my partner's first professional wrestling like show ever. Uh-huh. And it couldn't have been a better one. Like we were sitting right in front of the like I got the feeling that these were like the hecklers, like these are like
nice.
Like it was like all the guys that are always starting the crowd chant.
Yeah.
And like heckling the ring announcer, who is a dear parasocial friend on the internet, John Maddening, just a gem of a human being. John Maddening, even better.
Yeah. Oh, even then, yeah.
Right, right. So, anyways, very long story short, medium, because, like, let's face it, it's me. there was, the opening match was a six-man tag. And one of the teams was a group of animal-themed luchas. Topanga...
Oh, gosh.
right? So Topanga has the mask of Super Atomic Thunder Frog, which was one of them. Awesome. Who's like if Thor was a frog lucha. Complete with hammer. Did a whole bit where he jumped off the top rope and slammed the hammer down in the middle of the ring, and everyone sold it like an area blast back attack.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Right? And I'm just like, God damn it, I fucking love wrestling.
This is wrestling.
Yes. It's the ultimate, and it gets better, because this is the ultimate, like, Orange Cassidy sort of take of, like it the this is wrestling, like this literally is what wrestling is, and you play into it and makes it so much better, in my opinion. In the Jim Ross voice, in my humble opinion. Bomb barbecue salt. I really do want to. I got that, like, I'm sure JR is a monster, but I want to try his barbecue sauce. But I keep look, folks, I'm if you're not new here, I'm gonna ramble.
Need to direct you back towards the wrestling ring and the story about the luchadors.
All right, but apparently, yes. So there was also a possum on this team, and at one point, like they try to, the three animals try to like make themselves look big, you know, and like scary, and they do like a ha ha at them, and they do a hiss at these three like crust punk looking motherfuckers, who could work pretty well. And that's besides the point. So like they're like, okay, and they like shake it off, and then they do it back at them, and all three of the, and like Possum falls over, plays Possum.
Oh my gosh.
Like yes. he gives himself a bump. Like he takes a bump super hard, like he got shoulder blocked. Oh. You know? And throws his arms and legs up, and everyone's like, and like the other people do too. And the other two animals, like, so the three guys are like, okay. And they go to pin him, and all three of them reverse it into a small package for a two count at the same time. Oh. So like they reverse the pin because they're playing Possum.
Sure. Oh my, oh, I love it. Wow. Yes. That's, yeah, that's really great.
Fucking right. So like that, folks, that's local wrestling in Minneapolis right now. Come out. Like,
yeah, please.
It's fantastic. I should stress, the first Orange Cassidy match that I ever saw was for this promotion, as on YouTube, versus Danhausen. Oh, and wow. Yeah, and like it's our local promotion, and that was like how I first found out about him before I started watching AEW. He was already on AEW at that point, but it was okay. Yeah, so that's to say, you're making, that's a long story short, to say that bit exists. You have a good mind for the business, Hampton.
Y'all, yeah, I mean, it's storytelling, it's drama,
it's trauma.
It's oof. Yeah, speaking of which, are we starting with Raw or Nitro today?
Speaking of trauma, I mean, technically my notes are on Nitro first, but I'm pretty sure I watched Raw first. Why don't we rip the fucking Band-Aid off, Hamster?
Let's do it, because we both agree that Raw is dog shit, right?
This was a particularly trying week. this week, I, you know, overall, both shows, like, as I got, I mean, I, Nitro wasn't amazing for me either, but it was better. Let's not skip ahead, but to me, this week on wrestling is like the dark haired, like the dark haired, strong jawed white dude actor who apparently there's like nine of them, but it's all the same fucking guy. It's that sort of thing where like I could watch a whole movie and the entire performance has gone in one ear and on the other, and I've remembered none of it. Yeah. So I mentioned I took these notes a while ago because this is actually the second time I've had to try to record this because fucking Craig. Craig. Yeah, you can say it. Say it with your entire Possum chest.
Fucking Craig.
Fuck it. Make myself look big. Scream at own ass.
Yeah,
come up with a Possum finisher. But like, right?
okay. I mean, it's like, it's gotta be like pull the dumpster dive. Okay.
Yeah, thank God we have a whole episode to go yet. Just keep that on the back burner. If it lets you know, our stable is the Dressy World Order, and I go with a sundress suplex for my. That's not the finisher. The signature that kind of sets up the finisher.
Okay.
I've thought about. I don't know if you can tell, Hamster, but I've thought about this.
I've been. You've subtly been dropping hints. Yeah.
Dropping hints, you mean the merch? The merch and put on the internet for sale now at GarrickSmith.store. If you need your Dressy World Order t-shirt dressy, it exists.
Bring back the DWO.
All right, folks who know, they know. But yeah, both these shows were just kind of like, okay, the wrestling happened, but Raw was... I'll give it this. It starts with the second prettiest intercontinental title ever. and Razor's wearing it. That's an iconic belt. Keen-eyed watchers and listeners might recognize the shape of the front plate of that belt is absolutely the shape of our title belt. Because it's my favorite one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's a great design.
Yeah. But it's just I don't hope you take a lot of notes. I always hope that my guests take a lot of notes. I hope y'all have a lot to say.
I have about 2 pages.
Oh, well, I don't necessarily need my work count. This is my way of saying I didn't take a lot because I just, again, in and out. Okay. So I'm just Jannetty versus 1-2-3 Kid. Okay.
Okay. So why is Marty, first of all, there's a big, like, picture day at the elementary school vibe going on.
Yeah.
Andro promo. Marty Jannetty looks like he's going to cry. Like, he's going full leave Britney alone. And I was like, why are you doing this?
No, it had a after school special vibe.
Really?
Yeah. Marty and well-adjusted Sid Udy, rest in peace, working out their feelings at each other.
Marty also looks like the lost member for the band Journey. There's a lot of fringe. There's a lot of long hair in this episode WWF.
Yeah, we're coming out of that time frame, ain't we? But no, yeah. He literally looks like the singer for Journey. Literally, Journey. Yeah, like he literally looks like the singer. Holy shit, I never put that together before. Well sniffed out, man, dear. Well sniffed out.
I was watching this and I was just like, this is really just, he tiny too. I understand Psycho Sid being kind of like a bit, well, I mean, he's a big psycho and wet,
very wet at all times. And also just, he can't stress enough, the guy's fucking huge. His whole thing, he is like almost 7 foot tall, like 350 pound. Pure muscle. Like, he's just a huge motherfucker. That was his whole thing. He just died a little bit ago. That's been my bit with him through his whole thing, is I don't think it's nice to commentary table diagnose somebody, you know.
Perfectly reasonable Sid. Like,
yeah, perfectly reasonable Sid. You don't know what his life is, you know. Maybe he has all the reason to think he's the master and the ruler of the world. Maybe he is.
Honestly, you, like, there is a lot to be said about creating your own reality and shaping your personal beliefs around and attitude towards things. So
believing yourself, making yourself, if you want to be Incubus about it.
Yeah.
Oh God, I just went back 20 years.
Violently thrown back into 2002.
Holy hell. Is there any other way?
Violent.
But speaking of the implied drugs, they're talking about Sean's continued CTE. You say he isn't progressing well neurologically, and I just wrote down, and he has a concussion. And the drugs, don't forget the drugs, like all the
are we jumping all the way to the Jeffrey Dr. Jeffrey Unger?
Well, no, I wrote it down because they teased it and
they tease it a lot
specifically, and I'm just like, are you okay?
I have thoughts on Shawn Michaels and Dr. Jeffrey Unger.
Oh yeah, me too. We'll get there, but okay. 12 bar blues intro. This is the first time I've noticed that they dropped the fucking siren opening.
Oh no! Nice.
Oh my God! It probably happened a while ago, and I noticed because.
Just now notice it.
maybe in there. But thank fuck it's gone. But yeah, we just get heart dog, whatever. Power move, Holly gets out, blah blah blah, hammer lock, headlock, blah blah. This is how I feel about this entire I took these notes, I'm just like, I mean, none of this fucking, it's whatever.
A lot of my comments are just commentary on from like what Lawler or Vince McMahon are saying, like Bob Holly is apparently not a very good race car driver but a solid wrestler. I liked his power slam.
Holly's or
Holly's Yeah.
Oh, Holly has a good power slam. I never meant to be this way, hamster, but I find myself in my old age, and everything else, 8 lifetimes separated from the first time I ingested this shit.
Sure.
Really finding myself loving and rooting for people that I always used to think were just fucking jabronis.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, spark plug fucking Holly, you know, like fucking just Holly. Like,
who the fuck? This was like the, if Cars was actually a human. I was like, what the fuck is this?
If Cars was a human and okay, but now I want a professional. How do we? Oh,
how do we, let's make this happen.
Let's make this fucking happen, folks.
and then also, like, they're talking over this match, and Lawler's like, I can only imagine Christmas at the Hearts. And I was just like, and how the match between Owen is making his family cry and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, you might be talking about the fact that Bret Michaels' brain is actually soup. Like, I don't... just like, oh, that's right. Soup. It's going to be a tense Christmas at the Hart residence. And I was just like, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Here's the thing, though, is like, do you know anything about the Hart residence?
So it's Owen and Bret. So Bret Michaels married into...
No, Bret Hart.
Bret Hart.
Yeah, oh, Shawn Michaels. Yes.
Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart. Yeah, yes. Bret Hart and Owen
Hart, our brothers.
Our brothers, yes.
Okay, so it's so much more than that, though, because they are brothers. Yeah. They are two of, like, fucking 12
Jeez. Brothers. Oh, yeah.
All of them wrestle.
Right.
The Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog, is their brother-in-law because...
Wrecked, yes.
So, like...
He married into the family.
Yeah, his family were the Vince McMahon of Canada. Like, they were the biggest.
Yeah,
yeah, they were the Canadian territory. Right. Yeah, it's quiet, as though an edit never happened, folks.
Yeah.
Quiet. I'm always going to lean into that shit because I find it funny. I'm not a professional. But he ended up, and his dad is, like, fucking intense. Stu Hart.
Doesn't he have a gym, right?
He has the dungeon is their basement. And he would just bring people down there, and he calls it stretching them. And like, just he's just hurting all these young men. Just pain.
Wow, we're just...
And the more you hear... if it sounds fucked up, it's worse. It is. Like, it's like you can... Holy hell, the more I hear about the experiences here, it just sounds like a weird ass A24 movie. Like, that might be the way to do it. I mean, they just did Iron Claw. Holy shit. Oh my god, Iron Heart? I don't know. Yeah.
We'll workshop it. That sounds great, though.
Yeah, right? There's more than one unbelievably fucked up family in wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you just pass it down, right? It is both nature and nurture.
Holy fuck. Again, that's a thing that we could be able to have a whole series just about that.
Yeah.
God. But yeah, they're like, oh my god, it's like a whole Iron franchise. I'm seeing it now. Someone get me A24. Oh my god, Mox, call the people.
Call my agent. Garrick's Cooking.
Yeah.
Moxie is the agent. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, Moxley is my agent. That's why she's always on the commentary table. She's producing. You can't see it, but she's got little earbuds in.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no. Tell her, but she's absolutely unbearable. It's so hard to make her happy. I'm covered in scratches. But anyways, yeah, so like...
You're Vince McMahon.
Oh, God. Maybe not that bad.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, like that, so that's the whole thing is like...
Okay.
He mentions how fucked up it's going to be at Christmas at the Hart household. That's just Christmas. That's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the Tuesday.
It's so fucked up. Like, I can't imagine it's not worse than it sounds, because it's in wrestling, it's it always sounds fucked up, and it's always worse than it sounds.
Worse.
So
don't
back
worry.
To, yeah, right? No, right? So, like, yeah. Oh, no.
Speaking of worse, Bob Buckland.
Bob Buckland. Backlund, yes.
But Backlund, like, right. Backlund.
Yes,
right.
Yes. But I guess let's just end that match. He does the running power slam, and it ends.
Yeah.
And you're
British
there.
British Bulldog wins.
Jerry hates the Hart family. Yes, we covered all of this. But yes, yeah. Bob Buckland.
Buckland is a fucking freak. And it's so funny because it just reminds me of the giant who goes around choke slamming people, and then he goes around cross-arming chicken winging people.
Yeah, cross-faced chicken wing.
Yeah. And allow me to be a little brave, a little bold. It's been a number of years, but the fact that he doesn't cross-arm chicken wing Jerry the King Lawler, F tier. Fuck off. He goes off the sound for the sound engineer because they have to cut to commercial and cut his mic. And he goes after them.
Yeah, exactly. They're finiting him. What's he say? Are you finiting me?
Oh, that's right. Are you you can't finite me. Do you know who I am?
Your honor, sir, are you finiting me?
I'm begging. In my notes, I am begging this man. I don't know who this man is. I'm begging him to chicken wing Jerry Lawler. I was like, please, please, baby Jesus. Please, Bob Buckland.
I'm Bob Buckland. Bobby Bucks. Yeah.
Backlund.
Backlund. No, he is now Buckland. Bobby Bucks forever for me. He's Buckland forever.
Buckland.
That you've done that. This is just, it's like Dungeon and Goon. It's never going to go away in my brain. And like it says in the intro, now it's y'all's problem.
Yeah.
but yeah, no, that's like a thing. I'm pretty, Jerry has to get his eventually. We'll see. Because he
crossed.
Hits everybody. But it's the whole thing is that he's one of the great WWF champions, believe it or not. Back when they were still trying to make it like, no, this is a legit sport. He's like,
wow, really?
He's a shooter. Bob Backlund's a fucking shooter, Hamster. I know you're not going to believe this.
I the look on my face is very credulous. I don't like this.
You need to watch him working shoot style wrestling in Japan on YouTube, and your brain is gonna shit out of your face. I don't even know if that makes
jokes
sense.
On
I just say things.
Well, jokes on you. I don't have a head or a face.
Or a face. Or a brain to shit or, out.
Yeah, I have none of those things.
My brain has been shat, ma'am. Been shat. But no, like, he used to be like a big fucking deal, and like, he just, Vince tricked him into coming back, like, saying he's gonna give him like a title run, and got him to do this goofy ass shit.
Wow.
He was like legit running for office. Like, the guy, and here's the thing, is like, I don't know if he just is keeping kayfabe super hard.
Yeah.
But like, he's just like that. From everything I can tell, like, that's just actually kind of how he is.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. I mean, like, find your, you know, make your job, your passion, your job, and you'll never work a day in your life, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
yell at the plebeians and people to read and wear bow ties and fucking assault people. Like, JR got a fucking chicken wing. I put in my notes, I hope Jerry gets one. So we are stuck up on here. Okay.
Absolutely.
It's only fair.
He was very close. I was very disappointed with Bob that he didn't. He's not getting my vote until he chicken wings Jerry, and that's all I'm saying.
Fucking right. Yeah, and then give us previously on Brother Hate. I'll worry about that later. Yeah. We hear about Hart Backlund match. That's great. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the whole thing, is Backlund lost it to Hart. Yep. And it was like a contested thing, and he told, basically Vince told him, like, you can come get it back, and that's like what's going on here.
Oh, and he's stumping in order to get back.
Well, yeah, but like, Bob, like, legitimately, like, from what I could tell, from what I've heard and read, again, not a professional H Bomber guy, I'm never gonna cite sources because I've forgotten them, and I never claimed to be making any of this up. None of this.
The Surgeon General has requested that you put this on the on every podcast. These have not been checked by the FDA.
Your Honor. Christ. But yeah, like he basically he in his like Vince made him think that he was gonna get like a year long title run.
Oh, okay.
Out of this, and Vince was just playing him for all it's worth, and it's whatever. But we come back to Fatu, ready to make a difference
against the Brooklyn Brawler, a dude who has a New York Yankees shirt on and looks like hasn't shaved in a week.
Yep, formerly the Boston Brawler. Guess what hat he was wearing then.
I'm assuming it's maybe perhaps Mets.
If the Mets have Red Sox, yes.
Oh, the Boston Brawler. Right. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Woof. So tells you where his allegiances lie.
Yeah, wherever he lives.
Right. But hey, we have representation. Known gay guy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, mostly known because he got, so the quote Ugandan giant, I think I've talked about this before, I don't know, if I ever repeat, it's nobody's fault but mine. This guy who used to play Kamala, the very racist character, I think he showed up in WCW at some point. But like, wrote like a song about him and Pat Patterson hooking up, like the Brooklyn Brawler. And it's like, that's a really fucked up way to do that, but also get it. You know, like, it's two consenting adults. Let's go.
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
That's better things that have been said about Pat Patterson before. So, like, I'll take it. Yeah. But yeah, Fatu hits a big running cutter that's basically DDP's finisher in the WCW, and that seems kind of shitty, but like, okay. maybe you can get to talking to.
I screamed, stop biting people's heads. Oh my God. and that, oh shit, Fatu just snapped a man's spine and then flattened him so he'll never be 3D again.
Oh yes, he used the splash. Yes, yeah. His kids still use that to this day. That's his kids.
Cool.
the big old Uso splash. Fuck yeah, no. Fatu, Rikishi, he's been so many fucking people. He's gonna show up later as the Sultan. That's okay. Interesting. I love him. The point being, I fucking love him. Fatu's fucking awesome.
I think the first episode that I watched had Fatu, and he always just like he's dangerous. Like,
right? No, yeah, no. And
the man is fucking dangerous,
and he can dance.
He can dance.
Right. Huge combo. 1-2 punch, you know.
Get you a man who can do both.
Yeah, get you a Fatu who can make both differences.
Yeah. Speaking of concussions, I'm going to have an interview here next week with Shawn Michaels as I vomited out my brain again.
Oh, yes, with Doc Hendricks. Yeah, Doc Hendricks does lead to brain vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he gets cut off with Backlund committing assault on television. Always good. he tells us that the patrons on Patreon have Diesel versus Owen Hart to look forward to in your house season's meetings. Coming soon to a Patreon near you.
Absolutely.
Right. And we get another title defense on TV for Razor, which is like cool.
Razor Ramon looks sick as shit. I love his hair. I love his the toothpick and the curl. It's such a great look.
It's so racist, but it's really worked for him. And it really like he got it. He's just like, well, I'm pretty sure I know he came through Minnesota. I can't remember where he's from originally, but he is not a Cuban immigrant. I hate
he
might be a drug dealer. I don't know.
Dope boy. That's fine. That's fine. You got to make a living.
Yeah, exactly. And he's dead now, so he can't sue me. But
hold my chains. He takes the time to like take off his jewelry and sets it aside. I was like,
I mean, that seems fair. Theft of it's really the work on though, the IC title, like I'm here for it. We get the simulated violence brought to you by Tyco Toy Cars, Twix, and Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
This shit here, like, I'm going to make a statement here. You don't get that on Nitro. And, no. Like, to a certain extent, you don't get that on AEW. And, like, you get fucking Woo Energy Drink, which is its own problem. But not anymore. You get on AEW, you get gimmick matches that are tie-ins to things, which okay, some people don't like, but I find, what's the word I'm looking here for here? Fucking delightful.
we watched the Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, like that.
5 tie-in, which was dope as shit.
No, but they do them on TV. They did like a Dragon or like the Yakuza game.
Oh, they cool.
came out one of those. They had like a garbage match, like a hardcore match with a bunch of guys, like Falls Count Anywhere, fucked up shit. And all the guys came out in like the gear and shit, and like fucking, oh, it was so great. And yeah, no, I like that shit. Everyone gets all complaining. To me, it's the same thing as people who hate on Orange Cassidy. Oh, it's so fake and corny. I'm like, just get. Whimsy. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers need whimsy.
Yeah.
Your lack of whimsy is so disturbing to me. Like, how can you not?
As opposed to like Jerry Lawler fondling a Twix on live TV. Yeah. Like, what? What do you want? Like,
It could be worse.
It really could.
Like, this shit is unreal and it just sucks. And WWE still does this shit constantly. Yeah. I think of the WrestleMania where we finally get Rey Mysterio beating on his kid. Again, that's fine on national television, but he deserved it. He really had it coming. We still hate him. Fucking Dom is such a good heel. He can't speak into a microphone without the whole place booing him so loud you can't hear him.
Amazing.
He's so good at this shit. Like, that's heat.
Yeah.
But the point being, though, is this big match, right? And there's literally like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cartoon mascot things around the ring.
Yeah.
And I just, no, I can't. Like, this is when I talk about how WWE is hard to watch, it's not the in-ring everything, it's everything around it.
Yeah.
Unfucking bearable. And it was really kind of disheartening to go back to 1995 and be
it's just the same.
Oh my god, it's always been this way. Yeah. It really has.
I did really liked this match. I love Dean's gown. Fucking amazing.
His tiny poor dream coat, yeah.
Yeah. And I loved him coming out with a bunch of the dirty heel moves. And like, he was inches away from... Shot. Yeah. Oh, right? And I was just like, yeah, he's smart. That's what he should do. He should play a play like he's not or he's wrestled like he not wrestled before, and have Razor Ramon like not know what to do kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know what? That's what it takes to get tenure.
Yeah, okay. It's true. It's true. You gotta study your opponent. You gotta figure it out. Get I mean, it didn't him help him at all.
But... Yeah, I mean, you know, but he's getting the heat early though. Yeah,
he did, and Dean really sold it. Like,
oh yeah.
I was really impressed with both wrestlers. This was I liked this match a lot. It still felt very short, but it was at least longer than Fatu versus.
It wasn't quite a squash match, you know. Yeah, Bert Brawler, that was a squash match. That was Fatu go smear this queer.
Yeah,
basically, and he's like, "Yes, sir, I will make a difference, sir."
Doing my part.
I'm doing my part. Come here. We got that, but that was a squash. This was a little more than a squash. It was good. They're in matching blue, which really pleased my gay little heart.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I was like, did they call each other?
Let's coordinate. I hope so. Was it
coordinated, or did they just show up and go, oh, you?
Razor has a piece of athletic tape with Sean written on it on his knee. Yeah,
like, this shit's coming for you. I'm like, okay, all right. That's someone came up with that 2 minutes before they walked out.
Yeah.
They're not having their best night, but it's really a pretty. Yeah. Great match. The abdominal stretch he gives him might actually fix me.
Yeah.
Literally could crack some shit in place. We get a political humor alert.
Oh god. Oh, is that why I have written down also Jerry Lawler continues to be a fucking twat stain.
I mean, probably. There's a lot of reasons why.
There's so many reasons. There just
this particular was Navy versus Army football loser.
Right, right. Yes.
Holy shit. And I was like, and why is it so awful? In the first, let's not get into it. God damn. Just God, they're just dropping it in. At least when WCW does like the ham-fisted, not so subtle like shots like that, it's mostly just at WWE.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, because I was like, Eric. Well, we'll talk it when we get to Nitro.
You went hard this week.
But he's like our wrestlers keep on going. They play through the pain. And I was like, motherfucker, what the actual shit?
Yeah, like you're talking like theoretically, if we're to believe kayfabe, this is like a traumatic brain injury. Dude.
Yeah, this is Jesus not like Christ. Yeah, you know, and he's doing it while there's wrestling, and he points out Macho Man. All over and over. He's got a bad and Brian, of course, is just like, yeah, he's got a bad back, he's got a bad arm, and they keep going. And I was like,
Yeah. And, oh my god. Well, that's like
I didn't mean to
No, but we'll get there. But like to point out Macho Man as an example, it's like can you try someone else?
Literally like, anybody, poor guy.
He's falling the fuck apart.
I know, like, you can
He's held together by amphetamines and paranoia.
Yeah, it's like tenacity. Yeah, amphetamines and paranoia. Yeah, it's like the trifecta. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
you see, Derek. They form a triangle. You know, they all kind of come to a point and hold themselves up.
Yeah, no, because there has to be a top for the cream to rise to.
Yes, true. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. So he's the cream of the WWE, well, WCW now. but yeah, so they like, at least they, back to Raw and I guess reality, go back to calling the match because Razor hits the Razor's Edge and retains, and it's like, okay, woo. This is the second week in a row, or third week in a row, where they've had to pull away from saying awful shit that no one asked for because they have to actually do the job of calling the match.
Yeah.
And there's a girl in a pink halter in the audience throwing devil horns and losing her shit. And I feel so seen in this moment.
That's me.
That's like me. Yeah. I know that could have been me. That was me.
That was you.
That was me. I went back in time. I look good.
Yeah, you do.
But then God damn it, it's Brother Love.
Brother Love. Yeah.
And I now know who stole all of my blush.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he reds his face. It's fucking wild. It's just bonkers.
It's so bonkers.
I said King Mabel, who I last saw gripping a gold chain and running away from the Undertaker. And honestly, I'd probably run from the Undertaker too. I was just like,
it's a good healthy fear. I'm pretty sure he's a monster.
I know. I will say this a lot, but fucking the Undertaker is huge and terrifying.
So huge, and this is early Taker where he like Here's the like he has his own podcast now and he talks like all these old stories because he thinks people give shit and like a lot of people do, but like he keeps just getting outing himself as like absolutely dropping people on their heads early on their career, and I just find it funny. And like I will say, I just finished watching Anatomy of a Fall for the first time, and I got the idea for a documentary of The Undertaker called Anatomy of a Bum, and we can just watch all the times that he's dropped people on their fucking heads and then ask him to like get out of it, like talk yourself out of this, dude. Hey, this is wrestler's court, let's go.
Yeah.
We'll see. That could be a long movie. That'd be a long movie.
This is many years of it's not a chain, it's not an urn, it's a chain.
Oh, it was an urn, and it's become a chain. Yes.
What? Okay.
He melted it down and turned it into a chain for not racist reasons.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, so I didn't know this was a phylactery for the Undertaker, who apparently is a lich. And what I so
okay,
when I
yes,
watched,
please tell me how what you think about that. Like,
okay,
let's go. So like
when I watched actually last week when I thought it was my that was what I needed to do to
yeah,
watch.
Folks, just let's just keep it up. Let's call me out. I gave hands.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Him,
I was
like, the homework.
I was given misinformation. I actually watched November 27th
okay.
instead of anyways.
Yes.
But I was like,
yes.
It is wild to me that these guys are just like, yeah, that's an undead man.
That's
an
undead yeah.
man with the urn that he that gives him his power that he
yep.
needs to get back. That's a just like, yeah, you know, like,
yep.
like that's Jerry. Jerry owns a car wash. He's got two kids. Just the way that they're very
and
casually,
yeah.
yeah, discussing undead. The fact that he is undead. And I will say that, like, out of the last Raw in this Raw, I was like, the only thing they really have going for it is the Undertaker, in my opinion, and they don't do very well with it. Like, in this kind of break before Marty and Sid, they, like, roll out a fucking coffin?
Yes,
that is
spray-painted?
Yeah,
and
again,
in a very not racist way. I can't
yeah.
stress enough. None of this.
Just,
there were signs. There we go. We got this far into it. There were signs. Folks, we need to remember that Vince McMahon is pretty much writing this shit, literally. Like, these are his ideas.
And, like, Mo has become a vampire, and I'm like...
Vampire Mo, yeah.
What? I was just,
we've like, all seen it.
I understand that I am... just completely zoinked, but this what is going on?
No, this is extra zoinked is what and that but that says a lot about Undertaker and those feelings that you had, because like it pleases me that you as a blank slate Hamter picked up on that, because that's absolutely where they were with him
yeah.
in this point of time, because when he first came in, Brother Love was his manager.
Yeah.
I will never understand that. And
yeah, because he talks about bringing him in. He's like,
yeah,
he
when he first brought him in, that was his guy. So like the whole thing, and like for up until now, like, so you know what selling means, I don't have to tell
yeah.
you. For everyone else, it's like reacting to the offense as though you're really hurt and remembering to like keep that up. Like if someone
yeah.
works on your arm, you got to spend the rest of the match pretending
yeah.
your arm hurts or it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, Dean's limping in his fight
yeah,
as they go
yeah,
after
no,
he Ramon goes after his back, which I was like, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, Dean did a great... Oh, you're picking up on this. So again,
oh,
like,
yeah,
Dean,
no,
Dean's
I'm
a
just...
great worker.
listen, I mean, I yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, no problem, chef. Yes, chef.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching The Bear. But anyways, the point being Undertaker would literally no sell. And that was like his characters that he
yeah.
like didn't feel pain because he's a fucking lich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
he's,
literally
he's
a lich. Like, so like people would do their finishers to him and then they would stand up and like cheer at the crowd because they're like, I just killed him. And he'd be laying there dead. And then he does the Michael Myers sit up.
Yeah.
And like nothing happened. And that was the whole thing. It's like you just killed him and he just stood back up.
Yeah.
So the problem is after 5 years, what do you do with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you go? It is the problem with spectacle creep, right? Where you're just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I am you can't kill me in any way that matters. Okay, well, where do you go from there?
in their favor, they figure it out. And honestly, it's...
Oh, I'm so excited.
We're going to be saying this a lot, but it's one of the first times I can think of. We got to thank Mick Foley. Mick Foley changed that shit when he came
oh,
in
yeah.
and
okay.
gave
yeah.
him... Because he needed a heel. How do you make this undead lich... a baby face and have it like matter and have
apparently so he played Mankind when he
yeah.
was that his first yeah
yep so Mankind versus Undertaker is a
yeah.
classic feud like that goes on for years and led to me scarring a lot of children on my birthday in 1998.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. So excited. Yeah, so we'll
get there. Yeah, you gotta hope I keep doing this for a few more years.
Yeah, but... I mean, or at some point I just need to
I'll just sit you down and watch some of this shit with
right?
Yeah, we can do that whenever. But anyways, off topic.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, CJ.
That's okay. I can edit or not. Fuck it. But yeah, he comes in and gives him a heel and helps to fix that problem. And they go from there, and then they fuck it up again, and then they become
perfect.
Horrors of suck.
So it goes.
Yeah, it goes for a while. Eventually, I mean, he worked for the company for 30 years.
Jeez. Oh god, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like that ends up being his whole thing is that he had a tenure. He was the ultimate veteran and the ultimate loyal guy because once he got there and got that gimmick, he kept it for 30 years and like nobody did that.
Yeah.
Like maybe Ric Flair, but he didn't even that he didn't hold company. He went to WWE and went back and like so it is unique, but I mean a dog's loyal too. That doesn't make him the best wrestler in the world. You know, so like and look at who he was loyal to. That's all I'll say. It's just it's whatever. It's just an elaborate way to taunt Taker, blah blah blah. The whole Brother Love needs to go the fuck away. The character and the actual human being who's making podcasts and running basically PR for Vince.
Gross.
Real gross. Bruce Pritchard is a gross human. You heard it here first.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Bruce Pritchard sucks shit. through a straw. But anyways, we're like not even on our way to Nitro yet. So
yeah, Marty Jannetty versus Sid.
Yeah, Razor hypes up the captain of Team Tassels. First promo for the Raw Bowl. That's gonna be a clusterfuck. Look forward to that.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, they're like, what if we did like a Super Bowl thing, but it sucked.
bold Vince.
Yeah, bold Vince. Masterful gambit, sir.
You, sir.
But I don't like Vince's to like armchair psychologizing. Like I said, Sid Udy, just back down. They tried to QVC us for a $25 cardboard.
I would 100% take a life-size cutout of the Undertaker. I would 100% do that. I would have him. He would watch over me as I slept.
Yeah, and barely eat breakfast. And like, okay, I'm ready.
Oh my god! Day. Yeah, every single like meeting I take, it would just be his like torso in the background because he's so tall.
He's
7 foot tall.
Exactly. So you just say, and I mean, cameras aren't great. People might just assume that's
much just taller. I have a black background.
Yeah, and like he's the actual Undertaker.
Who's that? It's the Undertaker.
It's the Undertaker. Yeah, the Lich. Yeah.
The Lich. Yeah, he doesn't die.
Yeah, you know the Lich. Yeah, it's fine.
I could fit my head into Psycho Sid's mouth, and I would.
And you would just to see.
Absolutely.
Unhinge it, I'm pretty sure.
100%. And his arm bars are great. I love how Jannetty just fucking spins like he's a child.
Around like a goddamn doll. Like
the tassels help too with the selling the fringe because it goes everywhere. Oh, it's just it's so
really
good.
Great. This might be my favorite match of this show. They really, because like when it comes down to it, Sid and Marty are really they're very competent at their jobs, and they're like they understood the assignment. I'm fucking huge. You're the tiny singer from Journey. I'm gonna throw you around this fucking ring like this. This is the assignment.
The safe word is red.
Yeah. Oh god. But thankfully, out comes 1-2-3 Kid to add some spice.
Also, I hate 1-2-3 Kid. I said it the first time. I'll say it now.
It's only gonna get worse.
This little twink boy that I want to kick in the back of the head, like. And then Ramon going after him, like running. This giant man running after this baby.
It's like Preston versus Wee Man. You know, just chasing him down. Oh no, and that's gonna continue. Like he's gonna chase that guy all the way to WCW, and they just keep going.
He keeps running.
just keeps running. He's going to be here. Unfortunately, that little twink boy is going to be here for our entire journey in various forms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he
I know.
Eventually changes, right?
He gets a goatee. That's about it.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what we're looking for, what I'm looking for in this.
I don't know if that makes it any better.
Yeah.
This match was whatever. It's the most boring Jannetty match we've had so far, I think, on the cast, but it was still like the best match of the show. And that tells you it, whatever, crowd loves it, but the whole ending was just whatever. And then we go to the.
Yeah, the Shawn Michaels. So real quick, Ted
DiBiase.
DiBiase. Okay, shoves a
second generation.
Ted DiBiase.
Son of Mike DiBiase.
DiBiase the second.
Died in the ring of a heart attack. Yeah.
Oh. Shoves $100 bill in Jannetty's mouth and then takes it back. Not
I'm mean, but I'm not stupid.
I know. Fucking cheap ass hater. He's just like, wait a minute. Just hold on.
Fuck yeah. No, and that's Ted DiBiase for
you. Okay, Ted DiBiase. It is just okay.
He's the million dollar man. He's Trump.
Apparently not.
Like, well, no, right? But how do you think you keep your millions?
Yeah, that's right. By not
eating. I'm not a cheat. I'm smart. You know? Exactly.
It's surprising how much money you can lose by letting Marty Jannetty eat it.
Marty Jannetty's eat at least $800 bills a year in the show.
If you have,
I don't know how they got there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just falling from the ceiling. Whatever. Boo. Doctor. Christ. And it's a really slow bit, but it goes on forever anyways. And So what do you have to say about this? Because
So first of all, I am assuming that it's real. I have not checked I have not checked any sort of veracity in this situation. I'm just like, okay, I'm watching this in 1995. I am unfortunately scarred for the last 4 years, and like, but I'm just like, why? It is shocking to me. I am upset that it is shocking to me that I was surprised that even in 1995 they were very completely commercializing this man's traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, like it, whether it is real or I say it's almost worse if it was real.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're just playing it up for whatever, and like I mean that, but like this is why being a wrestling fan is mostly about shame. Because like even if you got
like Catholicism,
was raised Catholic and a wrestling fan, and these things have probably intertwined.
Oh god,
because you realize that you don't get to have heroes, they're all shit, the entire thing is fucked up. Like all this about concussion injuries, and we haven't even gotten to the point in 1995 where chair shots become like such a norm. It's going to happen coming up here where it's just like it becomes so normal, and some of them are, it's bad. We talked about Foley, like I mean, he had, one of the first times that he retired, it's because he came up to Vince and he's like, hey, I've been I'm not gonna lie, I've been forgetting things, and Vince is like, you just wrestled your last match. Wow. you're done. Like if you're having that kind of issues, you're done. But like, sure enough, you never mind, buddy. We need you back. WrestleMania's looking a little low this year. I need you.
I got a time to. This is very Godfather-esque. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in, kind of the shit.
Oh, absolutely. To be fair, some of the stuff he came back for are iconic matches, but he seems to be doing mostly okay. He went on to continue to like write books and shit, but also like he anyone could, I mean, so is fucking like Chris Rufo, and that guy's got mush. But like that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I could write a book, you know. Fuck, I don't make, I guess technically it makes me writer, it's make me a good one.
That's super true.
Look at my notes, shit.
I notice he talks about resilience And because they were just like, Shawn Michaels is such a resilient character. He's so flamboyant. He's known for resilience. And I was like, it's what got him into this place to begin with. And also, the doctor says probably not, like, why he's not, like, why the resilience isn't helping him. He's like, because the brain is not resilient. I was just like, yeah, like you can do the brain is very elastic, but it's not like an arm muscle or a leg muscle where you just like let it rest and you can like it'll heal. It's like when it gets bruised, like
yeah, shit happens. And but meanwhile, like the doctor's telling this to Vince.
Yeah,
it's like have you heard of this guy Andrew Tate? You know, do you know what the Matrix is? We are inside the Matrix. He can resilience his way out of it.
Right.
You know, he can just be so masculine and so alpha that he unbreaks his brain. That's how this works.
He for the love of the game, right?
Yeah, and for the love of money, making money.
Yeah. And then at the end,
go ahead.
At the end of the clip, they have a slow-mo soft violin, and they're just talking about like how these are wrestlers, these are athletes at peak performance. They have like this drive, but they're not superhumans. And then they show like all these clips of these amazing feats, and they really emphasize like we don't know if Shawn Michaels is going to be back. Like he could be out forever, and then like. Nothing is ever done to make the sport safe. Like, this is what I'm taking away.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like.
It gets worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
You know, they're even like.
Really gross.
They're even like the fans, the game, we all push them to take these risks and do these things.
Yeah.
And there's no, it's like, I am telling you that I am a piece of shit. And I'm not going to do anything about it. Like,
it's
just because you acknowledge it.
Yeah, no, seriously. I wrote that in my notes. Like, it's just, Vince is trying to be sincere about this shit. And he's just gaslighting. It's kayfabe. He's just, it's absolute bullshit. And in the context of everything that's going to happen over the next, like, 12 years in this business, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's really fucking bad. You know, we talk about The Undertaker. I can think of a specific chair shot from The Undertaker that I'm pretty sure was a hate crime and probably didn't help this guy not end his life. You know, trigger warning. Like,
yeah.
There's many such cases, you know, like,
yeah.
So,
and like,
you
can clearly see that they have, like, the longevity of this, like, I don't necessarily believe the longevity of the damage was known, but they knew that it was bad.
Oh yeah, they could just get your bell rung. That's what the wrestlers call it. I got my bell rung. That means a concussion.
Oh my gosh,
that's like that. That I think that was Mick who actually like put that together in an interview I heard one time where we just called someone described to me what a concussion was and what it felt like, and we're just like, oh, your bell rung. You got your bell rung. And like, so like they literally had vernacular for it.
Yeah.
But because no one told them that they were damaging their brain.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God.
Yeah. For decades of this sport, that was just the norm. And it doesn't start changing until, I mean, it's probably very much, it's very much because of the fact that it gets so, to use the nomenclature that they end up going with, it's extreme. The Attitude Era becomes so extreme and it gets pushed that spectacle you talked about so hard that people many people died hamster.
Yeah.
So many, like not many years after, like in this period, a lot of the people like Test and Crash Holly, kayfabe cousin of Bob, all these people just dropped dead because of what they had to do to push through, like Eric's about to tell us.
Oh my God, you don't have the... Yeah, you can't cover up bodies the way that you can cover up a concussion.
Yeah, no, not really. And I bet they find a way to make it...
Oh, wow.
Like, well, they're not employees. They're independent contractors, you know,
Of course, of course.
Yeah, and well, they did all those drugs and died when they were not employees of the WWE.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you see, and it's like, okay, but were they doing all the drugs because of the fucking chair shots that you sent your little fucking bitch boy Undertaker out to take out on the people that you don't like? You know, because
sounds like.
Yeah, eat a big in Mark Calloway. That's what I have to say. And on that finally sweet relief that fucking Nitro is or Raw is over.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, on to Nitro.
See, I like Nitro.
Yeah, no, the intro hits. I feel better already.
Oh God, yeah.
Bobby has Eric's a hat in a bag of chips.
Eric's got an Arizona jean jacket that's absolute perfection. Pepe the Chihuahua is dressed up like an angel. And there's a bag of chips next to Bobby Heenan with a raccoon tail sticking out of it that he keeps poking. Because the man showed up, like, still drunk and just continuing to get drunker during this episode. I truly believe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, okay. At some point, he forgets how to say triangle, and that's why I was like, oh, Bobby.
The triangle match, because they can't call it a three-way dance, because ECW did it first. But Pepe is the angel on all of our shoulders.
Yes.
It's great, and I'm instantly just in love with the weasel wafers, as I'm calling them. I think he calls them weasel. I forget. I don't know. I took these notes weeks ago. Bischoff promises a barn burner, and we get American Males, the 90s fuckboys incarnate.
I was just like, oh my God. They literally, it was like, I understand naming things is hard, gents, but you literally name these motherfuckers American Males. Like, American males. I was like, what, generic white guys was already taken as a tag team name?
I'm sitting here thinking like, yeah, probably in the WWE.
Yeah, actually.
The Quebecers, maybe? Yeah, generic white Canadian guys.
I was like, also, isn't this this tag team match a metaphor for something? It's like two black guys going up against American males.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, subtle.
Subtle. Yeah, the Harlem Heat's going to be in that position for fucking
That's true. They're fucking way sick, though.
They're so just good. That's
so but
that's
good.
Why, but that's so also good. Why is because you could never get rid of them because they're like Booker T. No,
they're so good.
Folks, by the end of this long, long adventure we're on, Booker T is going to be like the heart of this company. And you go back now and you realize he kind of always was.
Yeah.
God, they're so good. And Sister Sherry is
Doug Dimmadome.
Dimmadome. Oh, yeah, with Doug Dimmadome.
Yeah.
Colonel Dimmadome Parker. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, did he just propose and give her a jacket? Yeah. Booker T and I both have questions.
Yeah, right in the middle of the match. And then they're cooking. And this match is like cooking.
Yeah, it is constantly on fire. Just so good. Because, like, even the American males, like, Scotty Riggs Fox, like, just all of these wrestlers are really good.
Oh, yeah.
So does Bagwell.
No, but this is when Bagwell, like, could really fucking go. And, the fuckboy aesthetic aside, American males rules. Harlem Heat rules. Sherry rules. Yeah. Colonel Parker is there.
Not you.
Sure. great fucking match. Like, this whole match ruled, plus the whole present for Sherry.
Yeah.
She's too good for him. I'm very upset.
No, understandable.
I did love that they say it's an early Christmas present, and Bobby asks if it's ticking.
Yeah, I heard that too, Bobby. So, I fucking love Bobby so much because he's such a stack of shit.
Yeah,
but he's so good at it.
No, exactly. He's the ultimate sack of shit. He's the sack of shit we need and that we deserve.
Last Nitro, Eric's like, Jimmy Hart's here. Bobby's like, who the fuck? Like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Back to this match. I think it's Stevie Ray is pulling Bagwell up by his legs, and Bagwell just fucking sits up trying to get out of this pin. And I was like, this is amazing. Like,
yeah, they're really going for it. Yeah.
Oh, so good. So good. I just, yeah.
Yeah, Booker gave us an elbow and then does a 1995 spin-a-rooney, which is a thing that he will become a mainstay. later in his career, where he just does a little like spit out and there's it's like, fuck yeah. Love me some, but I just, God, he continues to show why he is going to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah. And still has a job on commentary. Booker goes for a Vader bomb and gets knees to the chest, which I thought was pretty great.
Oh yeah.
He hot tags Bagwell and it does not go for him well for him at all. Yeah. They hit the hangover and retain.
Yeah.
While Sister Sherry
just walks away.
Got married. Yeah, just
yeah,
got
apparently. Yeah. I was just like, I love that nothing apparently has come of this. Like, and then I'm just like, okay, maybe they're gonna bring it back in the episode. I'm like, Eric Bischoff's ringside marriage gun, like,
what the fuck?
If you drop a proposal in Act One, you must use it by Act Two. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sure they'll do something with it by Starcade.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll get there. So then, what I have next here on this, like, notes of like, whatever. Sting cuts a promo for Mean Gene. He's still not good at it. Yeah, I got that. Poor guy.
I love Sting though.
Yeah, this I is love a... him too. But he's got to get to the character where he doesn't talk, and it's gonna be so much better.
Yeah, I am officially a Sting stan. For at least 1995. Though I've actually heard that the gentleman who plays him is actually like a super. He's stuck by Lex Luger while Luger went through all that shit.
Yeah.
Just like a really solid individual. So
He didn't always have the best views, but who did? And from my understanding, is like he like saw that shit and went, oh no, that's not right. Like, well, it's the kind of guy that seemed like when he knew better, he did better.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that. You know. Plus, it's a stinger. And again, if we're gonna judge every one of these motherfuckers, I can't.
Yeah, everybody's got. Yeah.
Yeah, which sucks. Sting calls Lex's best friend, and that literally makes Lex's boobs pop.
Yeah.
It was wild. Yeah. It just popped. I wish I had that power over someone. It's like, oh, you're my best friend, and it just makes your boobs shake. It's so crazy.
Yeah. That's my best friend, Boob Twitch.
Best friend, Boob Twitchy McGee.
Yeah.
So Sting lets a woo rip. Wonderful. And then, like, I love he turns around like he's going to go back. And then he's like, wait, no, I got to wrestle. And he, like, turns back around. It's the ring. He's given a lot of pyro for 95 TV. And I think that's pretty, like, that should tell you everything about Sting. It's like, no, he.
Absolutely.
He's their guy, even though Hogan doesn't want to believe it.
Yeah.
There's always got to be room for Sting. It's like Jell-O. There's always.
Oh yeah, that no, that's super true. Well, I mean, like, Sting makes. Okay, this is obviously very biased, but I think Sting makes Hulk a lot more bearable. Quite honestly,
absolutely.
Jesus.
All the way down to when they wrestle each other, That match they had was pretty good, mostly because Sting was like, you're gonna have to work, my guy. Like, I'm gonna make you work.
Make him work for it, yeah.
Kurosawa comes out without Parker. Everyone seems to agree that him and Sherry on their honeymoon.
Yeah. I was just like, this is where I was like, oh, is the Bischoff marriage proposal going to now be a thing payoff? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, right. This match has banger qualities, has banger potential. Mongo asks how much pressure it takes to break an elbow. Bobby says he'll have to consult his briefcase. Don't get, but like, he might have been drinking. I think you're right.
No, he also can't remember the word triangle. So he's absolutely in his briefcase wrap right now.
Yes, he is in his briefcase. He's checking his briefcase where there's booze. It's a fun enough match, but it's pretty much a squash. He gets him in the deathlock and submits, boo. And they start
finish with
arcade, boo.
Finish with the scorpion death drop. That's my boy.
Right.
I'm dabbing.
Dabbing. But then we get, I remember this from the first time I recorded. This was a guest who I will not name because they'll be back. Super like 90s flavor racist promo for Starcade. And it's a big deal. It's the World Cup of wrestling in their minds. Japan versus America. I'm very excited for it. But holy fuck. The whole thing was just like, really?
Yeah.
We're gonna go there.
Like, they're like invading our sport. And I was like,
it was to brief talk about the economy.
Guy?
What are you trying to say, Eric?
Like, also, while Sting and Kurosawa were fighting, it's like the on commentary is the they're suggesting that Bobby is in cahoots with the Japanese. Is that well, is like?
Well, he is, he literally is. He has made some business deals with his good friend, the businessman Sonny Ono.
Right.
So, yeah. So he's sort of in cahoots in that he's the one who like kayfabe got them to come over and work out a deal with them. Okay. So he is continuing to play that heel part of which side is Bobby on. Bobby's on the side that makes money. So
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, then Bobby is a hater and only loves money.
He loves money and hating Hulk Hogan.
Same though. Actually, I'm not so much on the first one, but yes, on the second.
Yeah, you know, you'll have that. Where are we in this? Again, sort of in my one ear, out the other show. Okay. Dungeon of Goon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Giant.
And the Giant coming out to Smash Flash. It could be a good one. We'll see. As well, I put down like, well, we'll see. This could, again, has potential of banging.
I have the Taskmaster, and then as another billing, because I think they deserve it, and his eyebrows.
And his eyebrows, yes.
Because I think that they deserve their own card.
Yeah, they're tag team in themselves. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I know it's repeating myself, but it's Amanda Palmer eyebrows. Like, if you're from Boston, they just do that.
It can't be helped. I was honestly super hyped to see someone go up against the Giant that is not fucking Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. And then I was like, he's a big guy. Like, yeah. Like another big dude. They get it's slow paced, but it's solid example of two big dudes. This is like a big meaty man slapping meat kind of match.
Like, I was like, damn, they just gonna stand there and Scott Norton fucking picks up the Giant.
Big old power slam, like huge one. And it's like, okay, I'm starting to kind of maybe understand the Scott Norton thing. Like, he's a big dude.
The commentary, McMichaels, I wish I knew that pass rush move when I was playing football, Bobby. You were stuck on what the ball was. And I was like, fucking slam. Just, oh, it's an artist. Just a fucking artist.
Fucking get him. He's so good. I passed over where we talked about, again, how Scott Burr was a bouncer at Grandma's on the River in Minneapolis. He's a bouncer in an old lady's home.
that's it.
It was a bar, okay, in a restaurant. It was a bar and grill. Thank you very much. But
apparently, he was the arm wrestle champion, heavyweight arm wrestle champion.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's where he started, was an arm wrestler, and it's like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But
he's also huge, man.
He's huge, but you can't make me like him. Like,
no.
I refuse, and I don't see it changing. Apparently, he was great in Japan, and I'll take Erica's word for it.
Yeah.
We returned from break after a choke slam out of the air, which was pretty cool.
Yes, he grabbed him by his throat. What the fuck?
He was with him right out of the air, and I was like, all right, that was pretty solid. And he like spits all over the camera. Oh. That was so weird. But like, okay, that's how that goes. Giant's gonna kill someone. We return from break. Mean Gene injuring Ric Flair. But instead we get Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. He's so tiny. He's got the jeans and his t-shirt's tucked in and he's got a belt. And I was like, what the fuck? It's just like, so cute.
Okay. Yeah. But then where's our Ric Flair? And then here comes Rick strutting out looking like a CPA from a small town in Southern California. Like,
in his best dad fit. Oh my God.
Ric Flair in khakis, can't trust him. Says a whole lot of stuff without saying much of anything, basically. Does his little dance, everyone liked that.
Styling and profiling.
Yes, sir, exactly. That's just the a woo, if you will.
Yeah, a woo. I want to live in the timeline where Charles Barkley becomes a horseman, because yeah, I think it would be better than this one, TBH.
yeah, no, the horsemen are a little weird right now, and they're going to get worse, Mongo. Yep. He gets a lot of cheers. He'll steal for a heel. It's the nature of the nature boy. You can't help but love him.
Yeah.
He claims Barkley's going to do it. I don't think that happened. I mean, I did a lot of drugs back in the day, kids, but I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I don't think they could. Yeah.
Well, I hope not. I'm pretty sure he did. He did conservative politics and basketball. The boys in the booth give us a look into next week, and Bobby plays again with his cat toy.
Yeah, it's true. He does.
He just keeps poking at it. And we go to the main event, and it's graduation time. So it's Macho Man time.
Yeah.
And as you, I wrote down, as Hamster pointed out recently on Patreon, he is literally Florida Man.
Yeah.
He's the heavyweight champion Florida Man, like Sarasota Florida Man.
I love Jimmy Hart's sweet drip. I legit thought that I was like, I am low-key surprised Macho Man is getting up after that chokeslam, because the episode, the Monday night before this, the Giant picks him up and just chokeslams him on concrete and walks away.
Yeah, no, real bad, like.
And so he's not moving. Like, you're watching this and they keep cutting back and he's not moving.
Well, hey. Unlike those pussies over at the
WWE,
as Eric would let us know, they're gonna play through all kinds of grievous bodily injury.
Eric literally starts screaming, "So what? So what?"
Oh my god!
As Macho and Lex are fucking going at it, like, these are two like unhinged human beings.
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah, there are no hinges amongst them. Rematch from the second episode of Nitro, but this time for gold.
Yeah,
and Lex is firmly the bad guy instead of is he, isn't he? Like, no, he's a piece of shit in this. Let's go. Bells ring, match instantly takes a walk. This is gonna be a weird one.
Like, Macho's
just instantly just like, I got out of here for a second. I don't like it. I don't like it.
They did it only that brief, like, I was, but that was, like, just in the beginning, because afterwards, it's nothing but just gross-ass behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, you're going after that arm real bad, but I look back in my notes, and I was like, oh, that's right, because Luger went after his arm in that previous match.
Yeah, so, that's what they're going to keep playing with. I wrote down that, sure enough, we get the wrestling match equivalent of Dragon Ball Z spending three episodes watching people power up, basically.
Yes.
They're just staring at each other for a while the crowd simmers, and they're like, okay, that's actually pretty good TV.
Yeah.
Bischoff reminds us that they will go long if they have to, and
Yes.
home that WWF isn't live, so they can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, eat a big in Vince. The C stands for commitment.
Yeah. I was like, does it?
No. As long as I can remember, the C stands for cookie.
It does. Right? Yeah, not, fucking does.
Yeah, it fucking
That's
does.
Good enough for me.
Yeah, not for Eric. None for Eric. Lots of kicks and punches and strength tests. Like, it's that kind of match. Like, kicking, punching, and strength testing, and bending each other's fingers, and
yelling,
and Lex is howling so hard, and it's fantastic. Like, I like both these guys. I never really dug one of their matches, but this was the better of the ones I've seen. Camera briefly catches Lex calling a move against the ropes, which pleases me. Every time you can see him calling something, especially before HD, because after HD, it's like cheating. You can catch him calling these spots all the time because they never deal with that. But when you can get it on this old grainy shit, it's like, oh,
that's
God,
really...
that pleases me.
I think this was probably one of my... this was my favorite match. I really like the stable of characters at WCW at this time. Find them a lot more compelling, a lot more interesting. They're doing stuff with them, even if it's I'm not grasping all of it. So I really like Lex and Randy, and I just loved the intensity and how you could see it was wearing on them and they just kept going. Lex does an also really awesome job of just fucking screaming. like he sells super well too. They're all
like he's got a very specific it's so fucking wild. It's so funny. And sometimes it's too much. I guess I read somewhere or something. Again, I don't remember where I take a lot of this in, but like I guess he does that when he's bored. It's like if he's really bored with a match, he'll really let her roll. Who knows how he's feeling about this one.
Was that the same in 1995?
I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Well, now he's Lex ain't doing great.
He's in a wheelchair. He's poor guy. Yeah, he's tiny baby man now.
But you know, he's born again though.
Yeah, so, he found that Jesus. Yeah.
And he's still very Minnesotan, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he sounds like it. But
Savage takes a swing at the official. Like, I also love how Savage just like goes, just let's go. Where he's okay.
Well, I think that he got blinded maybe because Lex.
Yes.
And he just straight up slaps the ref hard.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd's like, ooh, like, damn. It hurt. Like, that looked like it hurt.
It was definitely an error, but it was still a shocking one. And especially since Eric's always been going on since the beginning about how they've had these, the lawyers have come in and they have put a bunch of wrestlers, Flair and Hogan and shit, on probation. And I was like, LOL.
Yeah, double secret probation.
Yeah, they immediately thought of double secret probation. Just
Eric's one not more real.
Yeah, I'm like, one more. He's like, one more time and they're out. I was like, the fuck you say?
Sure, you're two biggest guys. Sure. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Go ahead.
And who's going to be your top guy? The Gooners? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Who's going to work this shift for you, Eric?
Yeah, 1995? No, 2024, we're about the Gooners, I guess, but it's a different Gooners. I think that was just a planned ref spot because a really great. I don't think it was an accident. I think they just sold it that hard and slapped the shit out of him.
And then all of a sudden hell breaks loose because the fact that the ref is out plays a huge, huge role in what comes next.
Oh, yeah,
and I got so excited when this happened.
No, it was pretty great. It's a sprinkle of excitement in a blandish match. And the ref seems to understand he was blind. He didn't DQ him. But fuck, he could tell they're both getting tired.
Yes,
and they play into it by just running into each other and falling.
Yeah, I wrote down, you can tell it's wearing on them, but they just keep going.
I wrote, we'll give it to them. It's a PPV, a pay-per-view feeling match. Like, it feels like a big, big deal match. It's slower than I'd like, but it's what the style calls for.
Mm-hmm.
They're going longer than every other match.
Yes.
They've really been driving that feeling home that, this is really the big event.
Yeah.
Turnbuckle gets exposed from the dastardly Jimmy Hart.
That drip filled son of a bitch takes and then Lex sees it, but Randy reverses.
Yeah, he realizes it, reverses, puts him face first instead with the ref.
Correct. Yes.
So and this keeps happening. And I think this might be one of the things that's driving Macho mad.
Yeah.
he keeps doing his shit. And it doesn't work. I did the elbow. I pinned the guy. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Why isn't and he keeps getting fucked over on this? And I'm a creature of habit too, Randy. And I can understand how he could get very upset. The ref keeps falling down on him. He has a set of switches that he has to hit before he can get the pin, and they keep fucking him.
Yeah, you did mention that last time. Yeah, you're so correct.
Everybody has their shit, but he's just it's become a real fun like through line that they don't like draw attention.
No.
It's all those things like they don't draw attention to it, but watching all this in a row, I'm going, oh my God,
Yeah,
this
you
is
can super see it.
like it almost makes me want to think it was an inside bit where they're
Yeah.
like, we gotta keep doing this because we gotta see how many times I can just get frustrated
Yeah.
and just keep doing it, and that's why I'm losing my mind. Like, but it's great. Flair comes out, does some other shit, runs in
Oh,
while the
well,
ref is
Macho
down.
climbs the turnbuckle first,
Yes, he
and the
does.
stadium loses his goddamn mind.
Oh yeah, so he
And
hits that
he,
big old fucking
oh my
elbow.
God, it was electric. I got
No,
goosebumps.
oh yeah, and that's what nobody does it like Macho.
Nobody does it.
Yeah,
And like he,
that's why you can have a finisher that's just an elbow, but when it looks like that, you get
yeah.
to do like you get to get away with that.
He lands on Lex, and Lex is just fucking dead.
Yeah, as you should.
And then I think Macho speaks for all of us when he finally goes after fucking Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, because he's like, fine, fuck it. If I can't get him, I'll get you.
Yeah, and like and which triggers a Ric Flair.
Yes, that triggers the Ric Flair and the automation sequence. Yeah,
Yes.
if a Jimmy Hart gets threatened,
Yeah.
a trigger, send out a Ric Flair and doctors.
Yeah, not only he is in a baby blue cable knit sweater. Doc hurts.
So
She
comfy, look, it's so
knows.
comfy.
And his fucking wrapped brass knuckles.
Oh, of course, ye
Like
old
he.
foreign object. Yeah, like, it turns into a big old clusterfuck.
Yes, and
And
he
then he
just
like tries to
froze.
go, yeah, he goes off, and I love he tries to get away, and then Hogan's behind him.
Yes,
And it's like,
he's like.
okay, this is cinema. Okay.
Yeah, he's nature walking backwards up the like the plank
Yeah.
into the
The
into the
backward strut. Yeah.
yeah, and you're like he's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
There's a
I was
Hulkamaniac behind me, isn't there?
yeah,
All the
there
time.
is
Ah, shit. Arn,
yeah,
Arn. Help me out. There's a
yeah.
Hogan behind me, Arn.
Here, Arn,
Arn, get
friend.
out of here, Arn. Woo.
He's also like, while he's on the ring, he nature walks over the bodies.
Always, always. He's got to bounce off a couple rings, let you
Yeah.
know he's all into it. Yeah, like he's got to bounce off the ropes.
He's
No,
just.
that's his shit.
This is how I really forever just want to enter any social situation where, like, I just come in with my cable knit sweater, go for the kidneys on the biggest person there, bounce off a few rings, and then leave.
Yeah, woo, just
Woo!
run it out. It
Pew-pew.
makes sense. It really makes sense when you realize that that is just his whole personality. He is
It's
that
just,
fucking guy. He is
yeah.
that guy. The nature boy. He's just that guy. Fantastic. Then Hogan accidentally punches Sting though, so everyone loses their shit and we go to commercial.
Yes.
Drama.
Yeah. So I don't know, but this is a Bobby quote. I think it's for Hulk. It might be for Rick, but he calls him a garbage can with more class, which I really
Oh
loved.
man, I suppose that could have gone either way.
I know, right?
I can't imagine him saying that about Ric Flair in my heart of
No,
hearts,
it's
but
probably Hogan,
it's
which is why
probably
I wrote it
Hogan.
down.
Yeah, naturally. Fuck
And
the
then
Hulk Hogan.
he goes after Lex, and Lex is unconscious. I'm using air quotes. You can't see me, but I was like, why are you a sack of shit? Like, he's not threatening you. Like, I get that he was fighting Macho, but like, they're
Lex Luger, that could,
unconscious.
yeah, Lex Luger cannot defend himself. This is not fair.
Ah,
Gosh, how is
and
he
then.
supposed to owl if he's not conscious?
That's true.
Yeah, can't
Oh.
do it. But they come back from break though, and I guess they've hugged it out.
Oh, he hits
Everyone's
Sting.
talking. Yeah,
Yeah.
he hits Sting, but they've worked it okay. Gene informs them that they are still on double seeker probation.
Yeah.
And Hogan says he doesn't care about stinky probation. And I even wrote down, yeah, all I can think about is Animal House.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just mad though, because like we could have ended on the brawl. Instead, they come back and we get guys yell talking, and that makes me sad. Like, I'm
Yeah,
like, come on,
cause
dog.
they were hyping the next match, which is like you and me are going up against Lex and whomst ever, or like they're like I need to know that you'll be there with the tag team match and that whomst when I go after Lex, I'm going to go after him hard.
Yeah.
And like Macho Man's actually arbitrator here.
He's trying. He's real weird. Yeah, real weird. That's your guy? Okay.
Like, yeah. It's just like, it's shocking that Macho can actually say words after that match.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Barely knows where he is.
I know. He doesn't. He literally, he's just like, why are mom and dad fighting?
Yeah, guys, stop.
Macho Man is actually 8 years old in this promo.
Man, he's trying to get cereal. God.
Yeah.
But to the joy of everyone, our long national nightmare is over. Hogan's starting to slowly get that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw that. Good for him.
Oh, fuck. I mean, it's a peach fuzz, but it's something. It's and something. I can start taking the trigger warning out of the fucking show.
I can't watch the match. I'm just staring at his upper lip.
The whole goddamn time.
And I was like, I was really hoping that Nitro wasn't going to be a Hogan episode, have Hogan in it, but I guess they have to because...
It's strapping, buddy. Yeah, strapping, buddy. It's gonna get worse.
Oh man.
But it gets better for kind of a little bit, but in sort of a satirical. I don't know. God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta roll with the punches, man.
Hollywood Hogan. Yeah. Well, we get more.
Oh no.
Next week. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wrapping it all up for us though, and I'm so happy that Bobby went to Spencer's Gifts, and that's.
Yeah.
It's really my favorite thing of the whole show is the cat in the bag. It's just been going the whole show. I need it. I need it.
First
Whatever
of all,
it is, I need it.
I feel that it would not be appropriate if we didn't end a conversation about a 90s wrestling episode with a reference to Spencer's Gift.
Yeah, no, it's necessary.
it's good. It's pure. Yeah, right, it's right.
Yeah. It's absolutely right. It's totally where he got whatever that is.
Oh, 100%.
Like that, you don't get it. You don't get that anywhere else.
No, you don't. Actually, I've decided that we're going to be that Spencer Gift is going to be one of our sponsors from here on out.
From here on out, yep.
Yeah,
sex dice and cattails.
Yeah, so I will occasionally send you something from Spencer's Gifts.
There we go, and I'll plug it in. I got you.
This is from Spencer's Gifts. Yeah,
fuck it, sponsored by.
Nobody checks these things.
Yeah, no one checks that. Maybe they'll give me money.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Well, we just do it enough time till they start sending me candy cigarettes and
You know what? I bet they have a bunch of wrestling posters too.
Oh, I bet they do.
Could get a Stone Cold. I want of course like Undertaker, of course, but
naturally. You're about your liches, yeah.
Yeah, no. Like I'm the dark one. Yeah.
Yes, naturally. You're the dark hamster. You can tell
the dark hamster. Yeah.
You can tell from the wizard cap.
You can tell because I'm a wizard. I'm evil.
But that's Nitro, right?
That's Nitro, baby.
Woo. That went faster than the slog of Raw that we just... I will admit, kids, this is going to be like a two-hour episode. A lot of it is because I tangented, but like... Tangents was better than whatever Raw was.
Oh yeah, trust me. Yeah, you just like it was so mid. I was like,
mid. It's an insult to mid. As someone who is a fine purveyor of mid, insult to mid.
Yeah, that's true. And there's really anything wrong with mid. Like it's just mid.
It's just mid. Yeah. So, I don't know. Match a week for me overall was Harlem Heat and American Males of all things. That was a banger.
That was good, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah. What about you? Did Lexi and Stinger sway you?
Listen.
Or Lexi and Macho?
Yeah. I really got it. Like, I think... Yeah. I feel a little like a closeness and a protection after I took shrooms memory hole Lex Luger. So I need to hold him close, like...
Keep him pure.
You know, I do really, I think Macho's really, or not, yeah, the Macho Man was really a fucking great show, too, so.
Yeah,
and plus
no,
it devolves into insanity at the end, which I so fucking loved. I stopped, I took notes, I went back 10 seconds, I took more notes, and I was like, just very, I'm like following this intricate dance of drama.
We had like a week full of clusterfuck endings, but that one was actually pretty solid.
Yeah, it really was. I loved the, exposed turnbuckle, the surprise Ric Flair. Yeah.
Surprise Ric Flair backwards strutting.
Yes, like, it was very good.
All good. So I think we agree that Nitro won this week.
Yeah, Nitro won
this
week.
It wasn't even a fantastic one, but Raw was just that bad.
Yeah. I mean, like, you didn't even have Undertaker wrestle. Like, what the fuck are you even doing?
Yet you're just talking about the whole time.
What the fuck? Like,
well, Eric even called that out where he's like, here we have wrestling, not talking about wrestling. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're about to sink that man's battleship, Eric.
That's like, super true. I also noticed that in commentary in Nitro, they list the moves. Because a lot of my issue with, like, describing this is just, I don't know the terminology. However, when you do have commentary that's like, oh, cross arm bar. So
yeah,
like,
they're doing real play-by-play.
Yes, like they really are. And I'm learning from it. So,
as you should. Well, I will tell you, when JR is no longer being cross-faced chicken wing and Vince has to get off commentary, JR is that type of commentator. Like,
good.
He does a lot of, like, play-by-play, he knows the moves, that kind of shit. You know, at least he knows enough of the moves. WCW is always going to be better for that shit.
Okay.
always. But JR knows the moves, at least, and it's less joking about Bosnia and more about that.
Oh, and don't even get me started on the shit the week before.
Oh yeah, the way it was goddamn unbearable, wasn't it?
Oh, like, my god, fuck. I was like, what the actual ass? Like, this is just the gross. It's 1995. They're talking about like extra chromosomes, and is she really a man? And I was like, what the. Oh, and of course she's black. Like, of course.
Oh, yeah. Of course, why not? It's going to get worse. It's going to get so much worse. Poor Joni Lahr. China. Oh, China's... we'll get there. We'll get to China. They make is-it-a-man jokes all the time about her just because she was a buff lady, basically.
Oh, my God. I want Jerry Lawler and Vince McMahon to have nothing but constant pink eye infections for the rest of their lives. Just,
I mean, there's a good chance they're both pretty old. Jerry's not in good health, thankfully.
Good. Good.
Vince can't be doing well.
Good. Double good.
And even if he does do well, hopefully he's going to be doing well in fucking jail. So, yeah. On that note, thank you for coming, Gadmanster.
You're so welcome. Thank you for inviting me. You sent me a message. I got so excited.
Always.
And did a little salute. Yes, sir. No, sir.
You come to the Patreon stuff a lot, too. So if you enjoy our hamster friend, come join us at patreon.com.
Careful with that, Sal.
All right. Oh, God.
And if you don't like the hamster, then just do it anyways.
Do it anyways. They're not there for every one of them, so it's fine. but thank everyone for listening and you hanging out.
Yes,
do you have any
so much
promo or anything you want to do, or are you just being a hamster on the internet?
No, I'm a simple hamster. I have Blue Sky. You're probably already following me there, and if not, it's all will be well.
These guy dot the socials.
Yeah,
there you go. And on that note, you can find us on Blue Sky at
MNS.pod.
Dot the beast guy dot the socials, and I'm really still going to mention the Instagram, even though I haven't updated it in months, at MNFFpod. Eventually I'll get back to that.
You will
lay off me.
You're not my mom.
You're not my real mom. Oh gosh, and if you were, I'd probably hate you too. If you want to join, you can join the Patreon, patreon.com/MNFFpod. Pretty sure I said that already.
It's fun. And the Discord. Do you want to plug the Discord?
Oh gosh, I have to talk to people about the Discord.
Okay, that's fair.
Eventually, the Discord might become a part of the Patreon subscription. We will see. We will see. It's not my Discord.
That's why.
Right, but merch at GarrickSmith.store. Lots of good stuff. Dressy World Order, various T-shirts and things.
And then you too can be mid.
Yeah, you too can be mid. The future is mid, don't you know? It says so on the T-shirt I made.
T-shirts have never lied to me before.
Oh, no. And this would be the first time. And that, I'm sorry. But yeah, otherwise we will. What a way to end the episode! Shit, you know, wine to you through t-shirts. Shit. But thank you all again, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.
For more Raw versus Nitro on Monday Night Fake Fights. K-bye. Right, that was funny.